Hey, good morning. It's Coast 93.1. You're on The Blake Show with Kelly and Todd. Would you also want to nix this song from the memorial service playlist? Now, this is not a local thing. This is someone from out of state, so I'm not worried about hurting any feelings. So I think we can all be direct and clear about our opinions here.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So here's the song that the person wants to have on the playlist. And someone else, the person who wrote us, is saying, shouldn't we not play that? Okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. Makes sense for a memorial playlist.
Sure. Yeah. Oh, I was like, why is that bad?
Yeah, I was saying.
It's Diddy.
Oh, okay. Oh, it's so funny. Every time I hear a Diddy song now, I'm like, ugh.
Yeah.
Yeah, that guy.
So what the person wrote was, tell me if I'm wrong here. It's not going to be the end of the world if we take the song off, you know, over the chance of offending someone. Especially if there's an assault survivor or, you know, someone who, for the whole Diddy story really hits close to home. Like, could they be triggered by this? And I know, I mean, some people find that being overly sensitive, but, you know, if you are the person who
I know
has been through that horrifying thing, then wouldn't you want to limit the impact, you know,
so trauma.
It's not like this was their favorite song.
Right.
It's just that they said this is the perfect song. It's from their era as a young person.
Yeah.
Okay.
Younger person who died. And this is like, doesn't that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Because that song has been played at so many services.
If I'm being honest, it was my best friend died, and this was a major, when you started playing it, it makes me think of Laura.
Right.
Because we played it constantly, because she died right around the time where this song came out, and we all listened to it. But, and I get being oversensitive. I think if I'm like taking like in a personal part of it, I don't know. Did the person who died, was it important to them? And do we focus on them rather than, because I think anyone who comes to their service could be triggered by anything.
Yeah, it could be any song.
Any song could be triggering.
That is a slippery slope. Yeah, sure. Like,
that is a good point.
You know, Diddy, yes, of course, but I mean.
So it's a tough one, right? It's a tough one. So, just from my years of working in radio, this sounded really. Just from my years of working in radio,
gather around, children.
Yeah, this is my expert opinion.
Did you just spark your pipe?
Wow.
Too?
Yeah. There's a saying in the radio world, like when you're trying to decide what to play, like what songs to play and what not to play, is that you can't really be hurt by songs you're not playing.
Yep.
Like,
got it.
No one really knows. Like, people don't listen to the radio 24 hours a day.
Right.
So if you're not playing, Todd's got to go on TV. Yeah. The weather always starts at the same time, and you know, I should know this, but you know, we just yakety yak. So Todd's got to go. But like, if we play a song that people hate, that's not good. People tune out or people complain. If we don't play a song that people love, most people don't notice.
Right.
So taking it out of the memorial playlist, taking one song out because someone is raising a concern about it, it's not the end of the world.
I know. I don't know.
That's my opinion.
No, I know. I think I'm on a different opinion, and I don't want to make anyone upset.
Well, because you have a personal connection to it.
I do. I definitely do. And I kind of feel like if that was presented to me, that someone who was attending, I'm just using her name because this is like, someone was attending Laura's funeral and they didn't want me to play this song because it triggered them. I'm planning a funeral or I'm planning a wake for my best friend in honor of her, and I can't think of anyone else.
Any other song?
You mean you can't? Like,
right.
It meant something to her, and this means something to her because it was our era and she loved the song, and maybe, she, you know.
I don't think, just to clarify, I don't think this is like a song that was personal to the person who died.
Yeah, and well, so that's the other part of it. If it's if it's like a throwaway, well, you know.
Yeah.
But
someone texted, this is a good point. If you want to chime in, 79 Coast, someone texted, are there going to be a lot of people in attendance that even know that's a Diddy song and make that connection?
Right.
As they said, I really like that song. I think if it's a memorial, I didn't even think of that. So that's true too.
Like, does this just open the door though on okay, well, you know, this song makes me feel uncomfortable, and this song, it's a memorial not for you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's about celebrating this person's life.
Oh, someone actually just went through this exact thing. How weird.
Hmm.
Someone texted, my brother who was 43 just passed away. I made a legacy video and included this song, you know.
Yeah.
And played it at his celebration of life. It was a song from when we grew up together.
Mm-hmm.
I had the same thought about it being Diddy.
Yep.
But I decided to put it in anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't an issue.
Yep.
Yeah.
And the funny thing is like, so Diddy was my generation, right?
Sure.
All these songs were my generation. And just even... like, we were at the gym yesterday, and I think they were playing something that he was on. And in my head, I don't think of Diddy. It makes me think of my childhood.
Right.
So, like,
reminiscing.
Yeah, I reminisce about being in high school and driving around with my friends and listening to, like, Biggie and Diddy and whatever. I don't know. I think it's a slippery slope, and people can be triggered by anything.
Oh, this is great. Okay, a couple good suggestions here for alternatives. Because someone said... you know, if there are people who are going, who may feel triggered by it, who may go, like, oh God, then it's a kind thing to just take it out, and it's not really going to negatively impact anything. You know, mm-hmm. it's doing something nice just in case,
mm-hmm.
which I always think is a good move. Mm-hmm. You know, if it might hurt somebody, it doesn't hurt to take it out if you can,
mm-hmm.
without going overboard,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Mm-hmm.
But I hear a couple other alternatives. Someone said, well, the original is a Police song. Why don't you just play the Police song?
Right.
You could do that.
Yep.
And someone else said, what if instead of playing that song, it either play a cover of it that's not Diddy, or play, if someone can perform it at the service,
mm-hmm.
they could perform it, which, and that is really powerful.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah. I mean, I also think of like R. Kelly, and he was big in my generation too, but... and maybe it's because Diddy hasn't been convicted yet, and it hasn't, all the details haven't come out yet. Maybe that's why I don't think of it as seriously.
Yeah, yeah.
But with R. Kelly, it's been so detailed of what he did, the disgusting things he did, that now I cannot listen to an R. Kelly song, and I instantly switch it.
Hmm.
So I don't know if maybe that's where my opinion is because it's not, all the dirty, disgusting things haven't come out that he's done.
Right.
Or so that even if he did do them,
right.
You know, because he hasn't been I'm not sticking up for him. Trust me. I think he did.
No, I know what you mean.
I think he did it, you know, but like, I don't know.
Right.
I don't know. I think it's a good question.
Yeah.
It's a tough one, in my opinion.
I mean, in the grand scheme of things, if this song is really, really important, if it has a personal connection to the person who died, or
yes.
it's personal to you, a close, a loved one who is grieving, then do it. Like, to a certain extent, you have to do what you need to do to help yourself through this process, right?
Right.
But if it's not that,
yeah,
and it's just one song, there are so many other songs that are fitting.
Yes.
That maybe even have a deeper connection, and just play those.
Yeah. If, like I said, if it's a throwaway, it's a throwaway. But if it meant something, then I think you need to think twice about it.
Right.
And focus on the person whose life you're memorializing.
Yeah. It's amazing, isn't it? The connection that we have with music and
yes.
and like, and the feelings. Like, there are some
yeah.
songs, if I hear it,
mm-hmm.
I like, it's like instantly, like I without even hearing it, just thinking of certain songs now, I well up.
Yeah. I haven't heard that song in so long. And when you started playing it, instantly I was like, Laura, her funeral,
right.
her wake, that time.
Yeah.
And I had such a strong opinion on it.
Yeah.
You know, and it was 20 years ago or something. It's like, it's crazy. Yeah, music didn't definitely transport you back.
We were watching the movie Bros.
Yeah.
Which is kind of a gay, I mean, it is a pretty amazing thing. If you're a gay person, to see the representation in that movie,
yeah.
even though it was like a big movie, was big.
Mm-hmm.
But so we're watching it, and this random moment snuck up on me because it was this song. The Dance by Garth Brooks, which was like Kyle's song.
Oh, God.
And we played at his service and everything. And here I am watching this like mostly silly movie going like, oh, God.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Just like instant. Some
You'll
songs,
never forget
it'll never change.
No, it'll never. Yeah.